The U.S. may simply walk away from ceasefire negotiations.
We are now reaching a point where we need to decide and determine whether this is even possible or not, which is why we're engaging both sides.
Rubio speaking to reporters in Paris after a day of talks among U.S., Ukrainian, and European officials. Maryland Democratic Senator Chris Van Hollen says he has met with Kilmer Abrego-Garcia, the man mistakenly sent to El Salvador by the Trump administration. The White House says there's nothing it can do. This is ABC News.
Now, this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Aylin. The man accused in the abduction of a pregnant teenager had his initial appearance Thursday in Dodge County Court. Bail for 40-year-old Gary Day was set at $2 million cash. Day is charged with child enticement and abduction for allegedly taking the 17-year-old from her Beaver Dam home in early February. In small cities and rural areas that lack child care access, Governor Tony Evers says school districts may be the solution to filling those gaps. In Barron on Wednesday, Evers said state funding is vital, comparing child care to public infrastructure. Evers has proposed $480 million for child care providers in a state budget. And plan ahead for any travel to Green Bay for next week's NFL draft. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation says construction projects are starting in various counties that could impact travel late next week. They include projects in Brown, Outagamie, Fond du Lac, Winnebago, and Milwaukee counties. Ted Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Mostly cloudy today with isolated showers and thunderstorms possible. A couple of isolated stronger storms are possible, especially to the east. Our high today in the mid to upper 60s. Tonight, 42. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 57 on Easter Sunday. Scattered showers with a high of 55. If your bathroom needs a remodel, get what you've always dreamed of for just $99 a month interest-free. BCI Bath and Shower, 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 49.
99.7 Max FM. Maximum hits, 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. It is 7:02 on Friday morning. We are monitoring the weather that is going through the Max FM listening area. And right now, the only warning in our listening area is the National Weather Service has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for southeastern Columbia County until 7:30 a.m. this morning, for the possibility of 60-mile-per-hour wind gusts in 2-inch-size hail. At 6:44, that storm was near Poinette. That is the only warning in the area. Severe thunderstorm warning for southeastern Columbia County until 7:30 this morning. We are watching a thunderstorm come through the Sauk County Baraboo area at the moment, and right now that storm is just a garden-variety thunderstorm. And it is just heavy rain right now in downtown Baraboo with some lightning. And we are monitoring the system going through our area right now, but it is not a severe storm in the Baraboo area. Again, that's just for part of Columbia County. We have that severe thunderstorm warning. There is nothing in the Baraboo or Sauk County area at this point in time. Just a standard thunderstorm moving through downtown Baraboo right now. Very heavy rain right now. We will continue to monitor this system and provide updates as necessary. And we're kind of keeping tabs on things for this afternoon as well. Here is Boston, More Than a Feeling on Max FM.
I woke up this morning and the sun was gone. Turned on some music to start my day. And lost myself. We'll be right back. music, forget the day, and dream of a girl I used to know. I close my eyes and she slipped away. She slipped
Maximum hits for Portage, 99.7 Max FM.
I get up in the evening, and I ain't got nothing to say. I come home in the morning, I go to bed feeling the same way. Radio's on and I'm moving around the place. I check my look in the mirror. Wanna change my clothes, my hair, my face, and I ain't getting nowhere. I'm just living in a dump like this. There's something happening somewhere. Baby, I just know.
Today is a good day.
Actually, it's
Good Friday. The good in Good Friday comes from an archaic meaning of the word good, which translates into English as Holy Friday.
Easter is upon us.
Easter.
Easter eggs?
Rabbits encased in chocolate?
A beautiful Easter.
Weekend, weekend, weekend.
Happy Easter.
Happy Easter, Jesus.
Showtime. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music, mornings with Dave and Emily. It is 7:11 on Friday morning. Yes, it is Good Friday as well. And it's been an interesting Friday, to say the least. We've been on the air since 5 o'clock this morning, covering the storms that have moved through the listening area. At this point in time, all warnings have expired in the Max FM listening area. We will continue to monitor the weather. We do have another chance of severe thunderstorms this afternoon and this evening. We could see a repeat of what we saw this morning, as well as possible hail, wind. There's even a possibility of a tornado. I'm waiting to talk with one of our expert meteorologists to get additional updates on what to expect. And so I'll provide any updates throughout the morning. And obviously, we do break into regular programming when these weather events occur. Just keep everyone in the loop. We are broadcasting live today from the Weikert Great Day Building in downtown Baraboo. Quite a light show this morning. And right now, looking out the windows here, we do have quite a bit of rain hitting the window. The rain has let up a little bit. Still coming down pretty good, but right now, just regular thunderstorms, Emily.
Yeah, good morning. Oof, yeah, crazy weather. Light shows for sure. Wind. Yeah, all the things. So it is April, folks. I mean, that is kind of what it is, right? I mean, maybe we're supposed to just get rain showers, but not in Wisconsin. We always get wild stuff. But hey, it's Friday. It's Good Friday, and we're looking toward the weekend. So thank you, Dave, and all of our meteorologists in the station for taking care of all of us and reporting the weather changes, what to be concerned with, the warnings, etc. It's so very important to be in the know. So thank you so much.
You are welcome. Yeah, we monitor this 24/7 because we do break in whenever these weather events occur. We actually do keep our remote studios active during the weather season as well. So myself or Corey Hartman can break in if needed, as well as Mace Michaels is always on standby. So one of the three of us will usually break in if something is going on, no matter where we're at. So we'll keep tabs on that. And a couple of things just to make people aware of that, unfortunately, just because of the wild start to the morning that we did not get to talk about this morning yet so far, is we do have our big deal of the day over at MaxFMBigDeals.com. Half off a $65 certificate to Sweet Sanctuary Services. That certificate today is just $32.50. This $65 certificate is good towards organization services at Sweet Sanctuary Services. For more information, you can go to MaxFMBigDeals.com. We'll remind you about that throughout the morning, but we just want to get that in this morning. Also, we have the Max FM Grand Reopening April 24th over at the Weikert Great Day Building at the corner of 3rd and Oak. We would like you to attend. If you're able to attend or want all the invite details, you just need to text in PARTY, P-A-R-T-Y, to 608-355-9970 or text in via the free Civic Media app. Look for Max Mouse Tap on 99.7 Max FM. Tap text, send in the keyword PARTY, P-A-R-T-Y. That'll send you a link to the invite to the grand opening party, as well as where to RSVP. All the details. We'll remind you about that throughout the next couple of days as well.
Well, that is so fun that you just have to text in the word PARTY. I wonder who came up with that. That's very clever. Find out details about an upcoming party by texting in PARTY to your local radio station hosts in the morning and find out more about an awesome party. That is so clever.
Yeah.
Well, I wonder who came up with that.
Yeah, I don't know where that happened during a vacation day or anything like that. So honestly, full disclosure, I was on vacation on Wednesday and part of Thursday. And so we still did the morning show. I was actually doing it from a remote location, which was great. Got a few things accomplished, but back in Baraboo today. So yeah, during one of our meetings, it's like, hey, we should text in the word PARTY if people want to know all the details about that. And that's, you don't win anything. You don't get signed up for anything. It just takes you to a link to our event page. So you can text in party to find out all the details, times, and RSVP if you'd like as well. We'd like you to attend our grand reopening ribbon cutting ceremony next Thursday night, 5 p.m. Looking forward to that. And we're going to look forward to Easter. And so we're going to briefly talk about our Easter roundup, because that is this Sunday. Should adults be allowed to get on Easter egg hunts? A poll found that more than half of us want to. 57% of adults would like to compete in an Easter egg hunt this year, but feel like it's something just for kids.
Really sad.
I think it's kind of
fun. I love
that.
I mean, I like hunting for Easter eggs. Absolutely. Like, when my kids were little, they would kind of be like, this is for us, you know, so we'd go help them. But we, you know, it was about them. But nowadays, right. I mean, hunting for stuff is fun. So we're talking about Easter Roundup. 57% of adults want to hunt for eggs. Plus, we got a couple more stats here on Easter stuff. So if we did get in on an Easter egg hunt, we wouldn't mess around. 42% of people said they'd be willing to use tricks or schemes to gain an advantage. Here are a few more stats and facts for Easter Sunday. So, you know, when you take a kid's activity slash game and give it to adults, it tends to go awry in a way that competitiveness comes out, like they're saying in these stats here. People will be willing to use tricks and schemes in an Easter egg hunt. What is happening? All right, here's some more stats. Number one, 62% of adults would like to get their own Easter basket. 80% of parents admit to stealing candy from their kids each year. But the top thing we'd want in our own Easter basket isn't candy, it's gift cards. Oh, good.
It's not what I was expecting, but okay.
No, me neither.
I was expecting something else. We'll leave it at that. Number two, though.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know how I feel about that, but we'll give our commentary after. Yeah, what's number two, Dave?
Number two, the most common Easter basket items are chocolate bunnies and eggs, jelly beans, and gross peeps. We consume around 90 million chocolate bunnies each year, 16 billion jelly beans, and 1.5 billion gross peeps.
Ugh. By the way, the notes we have here don't have the word gross in front of peeps. That is Dave ad-libbing all day. He's just sliding that in there. Gross peeps. Gross. Because that's how he feels. So I agree. So that's fine. I'm going to let that slide. I think that idea of 90 million chocolate bunnies is really overwhelming.
I'm getting number three, texted. Hey, quit dissing my peeps. They're gross. The only good place for peeps is in the... never mind. What's number three before I get in trouble?
Yeah, here we go. We are talking about Easter Roundup, everybody. Of course, Easter is right around the corner. Today being Good Friday, 57% of adults want to hunt for Easter eggs. Here's some additional stats about how grown-ups feel about Easter. Number three, how do you eat a chocolate bunny? 77% start with the ears. 16% go feet first. And 6% start with the butt. What? I think we lost Dave. His laughter went into the high-pitched era, so we are not able to have him back for a moment.
All right. How would you eat a chocolate Easter egg? 41% said solid chocolate. 36% said the same time of filling like caramel. And 23% prefer hollow chocolate eggs. Explain yourselves, hello people. Why do you like eating air? I want to know this.
Because it's still chocolate on the outside.
Yeah,
maybe,
but it's
the rest
hollow.
Of it is a little too much. Yeah. I don't like that. Caramel's okay, but whatever else they put inside some of those Easter eggs is nasty. It's not even food. It's like nougat, but like a different planet of nougat that's just not even food. Can't do it. All right, number five, bringing you back here, we are talking about stats about how adults feel about the things that happen in the Easter arena in terms of like sweets, in terms of Easter egg hunts. So far, we've discovered that adults want to go on Easter egg hunts, and they would definitely lean into tricks and schemes to be able to find the most Easter eggs. That's a little messed up. Mm-hmm. We're also learning the different ways that people like to eat their different Easter treats. 6% of people apparently start eating a chocolate bunny butt first. What the heck? I have no idea. Anyhow, I just needed to remind people of that, hoping that I get another laugh out of Dave. But nope, he's moving on. Okay, number five. Egg hunts are only our second favorite Easter tradition. Spending time with family is number one. Aww.
So nice.
Easter brunch or Easter dinner is third. 53% of Americans will also dye Easter eggs this year, even with egg prices so high. Earlier this week, we were talking about, and I've heard this all over the place now since we talked about it, is this opportunity to dye either potatoes or marshmallows. So there are some alternatives, which, you know, tradition's great, but also, you know, you got to be able to pivot when necessary. So I think that opening your parameters to what you can have fun with for Easter in terms of dyeing things, whatever, go for it. Enjoy.
Yeah, exactly. Now, is anyone really dyeing potatoes to save money? Yeah, some people say it's the trend. The Atlantic just did a story. We've been talking about it. And it's a simple hack to ruin your Easter, according to some. Oh, so, yeah, we're not dyeing potatoes. I don't think, anyways. The White House Easter egg roll will have 30,000 eggs this year. The American Egg Board has been donating them each year for 5 decades. Now, number 8's not surprising to me. Easter Sunday is the most popular church day of the year. Christmas Eve is next, followed by Mother's Day. And speaking of moms,
Easter greeting cards are a big deal, says number 8. If you couldn't find one you liked, that's on you. Hallmark has 273 different Easter cards this year. That's a lot. That's surprising to me. I don't know that... I love giving people cards, but Easter wasn't a thing that I thought of cards. I guess my kids got cards from their grandparents. Yeah, in the Easter basket, because they're really cute with all the like glittery eggs and stuff. Super cute. Yeah, that's cute. I love it. Number 10, we're rounding out the list. Some stats about Easter and how grown-ups feel about candy, Easter egg hunts, and etc. This is a big number, folks. We will spend $24 billion on Easter in 2025. When you factor in everything like eggs, candy, gifts, and clothes... Okay, I suppose, yeah, Easter dresses and stuff like that, yeah. The average spend is $189 per person. $24 billion, folks, on Easter this year. That's the, wow, it's really raining here. Sorry, you probably hear that in the background.
That is our list
of the Easter roundup for what adults think about Easter in 2025.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. It's a lot of money spent on Easter. I mean... I'm dressing up for Easter, but I'm not going and buying any special clothes for Easter, though, either. So I may not wear jeans.
I really wish that you would dress up as an Easter bunny. I think that would be fantastic.
Oh, but, you know, Lordy, you can't get
everything you want in this life, can you?
No. I don't think me being the Easter bunny, I don't know. That'd be kind of funny, probably kind of scary for some. But we'll have to come up with something fun for next year. Maybe we'll have to do a donation drive or something. And if we get a certain dollar amount, I'll consider doing the morning show as Easter
That's going to be so easy. People will so throw money at that.
Yeah, we'll
see. You just opened up a whole doorway into... lots of things.
Yeah.
Anyway, we should let our listeners probably listen to some music. It is more music in the morning with Dave and Emily.
Well, and happy just Friday. Real quick, I got to reach out. Rhonda said, Rhonda's our salesperson. She agrees with us on the peeps. So thank you, Rhonda.
Thanks, Rhonda.
You rock, Rhonda.
Gross peeps, gross peeps, gross peeps.
Gross peeps, gross peeps. That was nowhere in our show stuff, but I'm going to keep saying gross peeps. All right, you'll be back with us at 7:40, Emily, as we celebrate celebrity birthdays and anniversaries. If anyone knows a local person celebrating a birthday anniversary, text those into us now, 608-355-9970. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. Time for a little Tom Cochran, Life is a Highway, right here on Max FM.
Love's like a road that you travel on. When there's one day and the next day gone. Sometimes you bend, sometimes you stand, sometimes you turn your back to the wind. There's a world outside the darkened door where blues won't haunt you anymore. With a brave heart, free lover's soul, come ride with me to the distant shore. We won't hesitate, break down the garden gate. There's not much time left today. Now like I loved you then, this is the road and these are the hills. From Moses.
You should know.
90s and more, 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily, 7:31 on Friday morning. That was Carly Rae Jepsen. Call me maybe, but maybe text me, 608-355-9970. Let us know about those birthdays or anniversaries today, tomorrow, or Sunday. We'll talk about those right around 7:40 this morning as well. We are keeping tabs on the weather today. All the severe weather has moved out of the Max FM listening area. We can see that it's actually starting to clear up a little bit. We can see a little bit more brighter skies looking outside the Max FM studios right here at the Weicker Great Day building in downtown Baraboo.
Morning and welcome to the Gavin Brothers Real Estate and Auction Report. Next week on Tuesday, we have a very large antique and collectible auction ending at 9 a.m. There's a preview at the property in Baraboo on Monday from 11 a.m. until 1 p.m. The catalog is open and posted for bidding on our website at gavinbros.com. On Thursday, we have our April Farm and Construction Consignment Auction ending at 9 a.m. There's a preview on Wednesday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. at our auction facility in Reedsburg. Very large auction featuring a lot of ATVs and UTVs, vehicles, trailers, farm and construction equipment, and much, much more. That catalog is open and posted for bidding on our website at gavinbros.com. Check our website also for a full list of all of our upcoming auctions, as well as our real estate listings. And remember, if you're thinking of having an auction or buying or selling any type of real estate, be certain to get in contact with Gavin Brothers in Reedsburg or Gavin Brothers in Baraboo.
Whatever your needs, from real estate to auctions, large or small, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg is ready to serve you with professional and courteous service every time, guaranteed. Whether you're thinking about having an auction or purchasing or selling real estate, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers Real Estate is ready to assist you. Contact Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg. Online, go to gavinbros.com or call 524-6416.
Is it Dane time? Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks face the Pacers in the playoffs tomorrow at noon. Damian Lillard able to practice after dealing with deep vein thrombosis the past month. The story on ESPN.
I'm told he is still out game one. He's going to use the next several days to ramp up. But this is really a remarkable recovery for Damian Lillard, a guy a lot of people thought maybe would not even have came back.
Bucks head coach Doc Rivers.
It's not like he's been injured and working out. You know, he's been injured without working out. That's hard.
Baseball tonight, the Brewers host the A's. In Green Bay, the NFL draft is next week. Will Jair Alexander be back with the pack? Jordan Love.
That's a great question. Talk to Ja, see what the deal is. But, you know, Ja, he's got his own world going on. I'm going to let him handle his business and see what's going on. But that's my guy right there. He's definitely a player we need back. Just the play style he plays with and who he is on the field. I mean, that's a guy we need.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Mostly cloudy today with isolated showers and thunderstorms possible. A couple of isolated stronger storms are possible, especially to the east. Our high today in the mid to upper 60s. Tonight, 42. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 57. On Easter Sunday, scattered showers with a high of 55. If your bathroom needs a remodel, get what you've always dreamed of for just $99 a month interest-free. BCI Bath and Shower, 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 49.
Baraboo's hometown station.
You guys are awesome.
99.7 Max FM.
Ooh, baby, do you know what that's worth? Ooh, heaven is a place on earth. They say.
And more 99.7 Max FM 741 on Friday morning. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. We are going to celebrate our celebrity birthdays. If you know someone that's celebrating locally today, tomorrow, or Sunday, text those birthdays or anniversaries in now, 608-355-9970. We're going to take a look at our Friday, April 18th birthdays, Emily.
Yeah, we are. We have long lists on all the days, so we're going to have to, like, put on our fast-forward speedy voice, turn that speed up a little bit and see if we can get through all of these. Holy moly. All right, the first one I see, I'm just jumping around here. Conan O'Brien is 62 today. Happy birthday to Conan. You're a funny man. And he's one of those comedians who just, you know, for better or worse, teases himself for the entertainment of other people. And I really appreciate when people do that. A lot of comedians do, but he's always talking about how, like, tall and goofy he is. And, like, it just makes him that much more endearing. He's a redhead, and he's just funny. I just love him.
Well,
so happy birthday to Conan.
And another comedian celebrating today, Jeff Dunham, is 63. His ventriloquist characters include Ahmed, the dead terrorist, and Jose Jalapeno on a steak. Yes, I said steak because that's how they say it with Jeff Dunham. And so, yes, I may or may not be a Jeff Dunham fan, but yes.
I think you might be. I'm not sure. Yeah, surprising and not surprising at the same time. I'm just kidding. Alia Shawkat is 36. Of course, she plays maybe on Arrested Development or played. That's a great show if people out there haven't seen Arrested Development. It's not on air any longer, but you can, of course, catch it streaming. It is dark humor at its best in a normal circumstance. That's some of the comedy that they do in that state is great. Rosie Huntington-Whiteley is 38. She jumped in for the third Transformers movie when Megan Fox wasn't asked for any longer, I guess, because she didn't have the right attitude or something. I don't know. I don't know anything about that celebrity gossip. Whatever. America Ferrera is 41. Amy on Superstore. Betty Suarez on Ugly Betty. And also, honestly, I don't even remember her name, but her character and her monologue in the Barbie movie was hands down one of the best monologues I've ever heard in any movie. It is so great. If you don't know what I'm talking about, please look up America Ferrera's monologue in the Barbie movie, especially, well, everyone should hear it. It is rings true, so I will just leave it at that. Take my suggestion for what it's worth. But, yeah, that's a good one.
Good to know.
Also, Melissa.
Go ahead.
Oh, go ahead.
All right, we got Kourtney Kardashian, 46, Melissa Joan Hart, 49, Sabrina the Teenage Witch, and Melissa and Joey. She also had a short-lived Netflix show called No Good Nick. Not sure what all that was about, but she did. We also have Maria Bello, 58, forensic psychologist Jacqueline Sloan on NCIS.
So many people. Jane Leaves is 64, Daphne on Frasier, and Joy on Hot in Cleveland. Eric Roberts is 69, Julia's more talented brother. Okay, I did not. That's not coming from my brain, just saying. Apparently, this is Julia Roberts' brother. Scream Queens, let's see. Oh, okay, so he's the father of Emma Roberts in Scream Queens. Your kids might remember him as the mob boss Salvatore Moroni in The Dark Knight. Okay, I didn't even know that there was a relation there. My bad.
Now
Hayley
you know.
Mills is 79, classic Disney star who played twins Susan and Sharon in the original 1961 version of The Parent Trap. That movie's still quite good, actually. I mean, it's what it is.
It is.
It came out in 61, so you have to keep that in mind. But Hayley Mills was fantastic in that movie. Okay. Happy birthday to all of those folks today, April 18th.
So we're going to move along to Saturday, April 19th. As a reminder, if you are celebrating or know someone that is, text those in now, 608-355-9970. Hayden Christian is 44, and known as Anakin Skywalker in the Star Wars prequels. Kate Hudson is 46, Goldie Hawn's daughter, James Franco, 47, Jesse James, 56, heavily tattooed monster garage dude, and we'll just leave the rest of the commentary on that
okay,
one.
We'll leave the rest of that.
Somebody snarky today.
A little bit, yeah. Also, we wish happy birthday tomorrow, April 19th, to Ashley Judd, 57. She was in the Divergent movies. She was CIA Station Chief BB-8 on the Epix series Berlin Station. Ashley Judd was in a lot of other things, too, before these currents. She's a great actress. Marine Suge Knight is 60, bankrupt death row felon. He's locked up and serving 28 years. All right. I don't know anything else about that person. Just reading the things. Let's see. Mark Volman is 78, lead singer of the Turtles. Biggest hits, of course, Happy Together. Love that song so much. That was in the Stand By Me soundtrack, which, of course, I'm obsessed with soundtracks. Stand By Me soundtrack, that was in that one, I believe. Great song. Maybe that'll be played sometime on Sunday because that's kind of that genre. She'd Rather Be With Me is another song they did. Eleanor, You Showed Me and covered Bob Dylan's smash It Ain't Me, Babe.
Yeah, most definitely. If you want to hear some of the greatest hits of the 60s and 70s, tune in every Saturday, 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. with Kevin Kellogg. Let's fast forward to Sunday, April 20th. Carlos Valdez, 36, Cisco Vibe on The Flash. Let's see, Miranda Kerr is 42. Tan France is 42. Netflix fashion expert Clayne Crawford is 47. Lethal Weapon star who played Martin Riggs until he got fired for being angry on set.
I love these little knocks that this whoever comes up with this info for us, you can tell they've got strong feelings. Some days, but some days there's nothing. It's really weird. Let's see. Joseph, Don't Call Me Joey Lawrence. 49. Joey Lawrence, I mean, yeah. I just picture like a 16-year-old dude all day. I mean, that's just what he is forever. I don't know. I'm sure he outlived the characters that I'm familiar with. But, of course, he played Joe Longo on Melissa and Joey. Joey Russo on Blossom. And Joey Donovan on Give Me a Break. Why are all of his characters also named Joe? So is that, like, required in his contract?
So he probably remembers his name.
who's providing the digs now on the celebrities?
Oops, that was out loud.
Burn.
Out loud voice.
I don't think he would really care.
Well, you know, it's what happens when Dave is awake. early doing severe weather coverage, and the caffeine is now starting to have a little bit of intake here this morning. So,
oh boy, the tipping point has been met. We're going the other direction, folks. We better cut to commercial real quick.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
No.
Stephen Marley is 53 today. Bob Marley's son, of course, also a fantastic musician himself. Okay, we're going to skip that next part, but that's funny. Carmen Electra is 53. Shemar Moore is 55, plays Hondo on the SWAT remake. He also, that's actually kind of sweet. He also broke millions of middle-aged hearts when he left Criminal Minds. Oh, that is actually quite sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Andy Serkis is 61. Robert Pattinson's Alfred in Batman, or in The Batman, excuse me. He's also plays the arms dealer Ulysses Klaue in two of the Marvel movies, Avenger: Age of Ultron and Black Panther. So, yeah, he gets around and does some cool stuff.
Oh,
so
I got
these
a good
are
one.
Sunday birthdays, guys. We are doing Sunday, April 20th. That is Easter Sunday. So these folks this year are celebrating their birthday on Easter.
Crispin Glover is 61. We know him as George McFly in Back to the Future.
Knock, knock, McFly.
Yes.
McFly.
McFly.
Anybody home?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I love that movie. Don Mattingly, 64, former New York Yankees star. He coached for the Yankees, the Dodgers, and now the Marlins. Clint Howard is 66, Ron's more famous brother. Not sure who wrote these. I almost got that one on there. That would have been great. Jessica Lange is 76 from American Horror Story. And she was also in the 1976 King Kong.
Oh, yeah. Jessica Lange, you can't say enough about her. She is just an incredible actress, just a beauty, kind of an icon of Hollywood. I sure appreciate her. I remember watching that first King Kong as a kid, and just I thought the movie was fabulous.
Yes, most definitely. And so those were our celebrity birthdays from Sunday, April 20th. Happy birthday or happy anniversary if you are celebrating locally. As a reminder, if you know anyone that's celebrating, anytime you can text those into us, 608-355-9970. Also, don't forget our big deal today at MaxFM, bigdeals.com. 50% savings at Sweet Sanctuary Services. Go check that out at maxfmbigdeals.com. Emily, you're going to be back with us at 8:10. We're going to talk about the most popular Easter candy.
I know it's, but it's not, at least in your world, Gross Peeps.
Gross Peeps. The morning show is brought to you by Gross Peeps. Oh, no, there's no Gross Peeps.
That was great.
Yeah,
was
see, great. We're going to keep busting on the Peeps this morning. I'm not a fan. Sorry, folks. There's only one good place for Peeps. We're not going to talk about that yet this early in the morning.
In the microwave? No, just kidding.
No, you said it out loud. If anyone has any concerns with that, you may text us at 608-355-9970 and let Emily know about your concerns of microwaving Peeps.
The morning show is not brought to you by Gross Peeps. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank. So banking better together. Thank you to Baraboo State Bank. I do appreciate them as a person and as a business. We are having fun here on the morning show. It is Friday. Antics abound, and we are going to take a break right now to get our things back together.
Yes, more shenanigans to follow on Max FM.
Today's Max FM Big Deal of the Day, Sweet Sanctuary Services in Portage. It's time to think about spring cleaning. Experience the peace of having your cluttered closet, office, living room, pantry, or other space transformed into a serene sanctuary through decluttering, space optimization, and personalized organization systems. Let organizer Casey perform her magic on your space. Go to MaxFMBigDeals.com and purchase $65 gift certificates for just $32.50. Today only at Max FM Big Deals.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At U.S. Cellular, we created an event called Us Days to celebrate our customers, like Gary here.
We get exclusive deals like $1,200 off any phone plus $500 off any tablet. It's a celebration so big, it feels like they wrote a hype song just for me.
Go, Gary! Go, Gary!
Celebrate Us Days at U.S. Cellular. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
Dance on over, where current and new customers get up to $1,200 off phones, plus get the latest tablet on us. Celebrate with U.S. Cellular in Baraboo, Dells, and Reedsburg.
This is Rhonda from Purple Lotus Studio in Baraboo, congratulating 99.7 Max FM on their new location in downtown Baraboo and inviting you to check out our website at purplelotus.studio to book your confidence-boosting portrait session today.
WRPQ Baraboo. W279 EG Reedsburg.
99.7 Max FM. Oh, yeah.
This is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Police in Tallahassee are still investigating Thursday's shooting on the Florida State campus that left two dead and four wounded.
The suspect, identified as Phoenix Eichner, a 20-year-old FSU student whose stepmother is a veteran deputy with the local sheriff's department. Investigators say the suspect had both a handgun and a shotgun. The shooting sparking new debate about gun violence across the country. Some of the students on campus survived the 2018 shooting at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida.
That's ABC's Faith Abube. Maryland Governor Chris Van Hollen meeting Kilmar Abrego Garcia, the man wrongfully deported to El Salvador. Secretary of State Marco Rubio says the U.S. will walk away from ceasefire talks between Ukraine and Russia if no progress is made in the coming days. Alabama has become the latest state to approve measures that would ban pride flags from schools and mandate the display of the Ten Commandments. The bills also ban drag shows. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aylin. No charges will be filed in a fatal shooting in the parking lot of a Milwaukee church. A 23-year-old man pointed a fake gun at a 24-year-old man dropping off his three kids last month at a daycare at Covenant Lutheran Church. Police say the father pulled out a real gun and killed the man. The DA's office says the father was acting in self-defense. Thursday's Wisconsin Elections Commission meeting to review a complaint regarding uncounted ballots in Madison took a heated turn. Commissioner Bob Spindell wanted to talk about Milwaukee's Election Day ballot shortage over the objections of Commission Chair Ann Jacobs, who ruled Spindell was out of order. And the Joint Legislative Audit Committee will hold a hearing on Wisconsin DEI audits this Wednesday at the Capitol. Audits released last week found that state agencies and the universities of Wisconsin failed to track money spent on diversity, equity, and inclusion efforts. Ted Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Mostly cloudy today.